two new movies, a French dramedy and an Australian thriller, center on fraught mother-daughter-granddaughter relationships. In the French film The Truth, the characters can't agree on where the truth lies. Our critic Bob Mondello says that puts the film way ahead of the horror movie characters in Relic.
Kay and her college-age daughter are on a rescue mission in Relic. To grandmother's house they go.
Gran?
After a call alerts them that no one's seen her in a few days.
Gran? Mom?
Kay, played by Emily Mortimer, is concerned that Gran might be slipping mentally. The house suggests as much. Post-it note reminders everywhere, serious clutter, mold on walls, a bowl of rotting fruit. A police search turns up nothing, and then, as abruptly as she disappeared, Granny's back in the kitchen.
Tea? You okay?
One sugar, right?
Gran!
Still, all is not well, and you'll soon realize that first-time filmmaker Natalie Erica James has come up with an unusual horror trope. A house in disarray is a metaphor for dementia, maze-like hallways mirroring the disorder in Gran's mind.
Since your grandfather passed, this house seems unfamiliar, bigger, somehow.
To her daughter and granddaughter's alarm, it's not just Gran who's disoriented in this place. They're also threatened by a creeping rot that blooms across generations in Relic, much as dementia consumes caring families, all complicated by family tensions.
Do you need help?
With what?
There are post-it notes everywhere, Mom.
It's my house. I can decorate it however I want.
Mothers and daughters struggling to help one another as memories fade and an inescapable fate looms ever larger. In the dramedy The Truth, the tensions are far lighter, if no less heartfelt, when a screenwriter played by Juliette Binoche arrives with family to visit her mother, Fabienne, one of France's most celebrated movie stars.
The house looks like a castle.
Ah, it does.
Yes, even though there's a prison just behind it.
Fabienne, the celebrated movie star who lives in this castle, is played by Catherine Deneuve, arguably France's most celebrated movie star, and the film delights in playing with that casting. Deneuve's reputation as an imperious, slightly distant film icon, recycled for the part of Binoche's imperious, slightly distant mother, who has written a memoir titled La Vérité, The Truth. Binoche, armed with copious notes, bristles that much of what Fabienne has written never happened, not once. You're using post-its, marvels Fabienne, before protesting, I'm an actress.
Je suis actrice. Je vais quand même pas raconter la vérité toute nue.
I won't tell the naked truth. As it happens, she rarely even tells the fully clothed truth, but that's where the fun lies. Director Hirokazu Koreeda, working for the first time in a language other than his native Japanese, plays with all manner of truths in La Vérité, from Fabienne explaining to the granddaughter who needs her to be a witch that, yes, she does have magical powers.
Pouvoir magique.
Des pouvoirs magiques? Viens voir quelque chose là.
To this grand dame of French cinema getting stage fright on a sci-fi film set, then conjuring an acted truth that's kind of breathtaking. You're invited to conflate the character of Fabienne with Deneuve herself, and it's clear that the star, whose middle name is Fabienne, let's note, is having fun blurring those lines. Corrieta's even provided a plot point that centers on the signature dress, black with white collar and cuffs, that Deneuve wore in Belle de Jour 53 years ago. All in the service of a story in The Truth about family and filmmaking, mothers and daughters, memory, and the comforting fictions we think we remember. I'm Bob Mondello.